Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. I'm surprised I didn't pronounce that, but not the word after it. That's what the ALS challenge is for.
Interesting.
Yeah. I do not understand why they throw ice on themselves.
Okay, so we should probably introduce ourselves.
That sounds like a great idea.
Considering people are probably listening to us going, what the fuck? Our friends linked us to this fucking bullshit. We don't even know what it is. So, not it.
Hi, I'm Wellness, and I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah, I am Strange Breed. Thus, some of you might know me as Ether.
Hi, I'm Tibble. And this is, wait, I should introduce me more. I'm a wolf. There, okay. This is a podcast, in case you guys didn't know. Just three friends.
Just in case you didn't get the description and the link.
In case
you're
like, I don't see no pictures of dicks. Dude, this link is broken.
Furries don't read.
Everything has to be dictated to them slowly.
We have to draw a picture to get them to go anywhere. And surround it with a big red box if you're on FA.
Yeah, but the big red box is just inside of an anthropomorphic dog.
Yeah, I know.
Big red mushy box.
So anyway, this podcast is basically for communication with the fandom. You guys email shit in, we read it, and then we discuss it, and you kind of get to hear our thoughts. And we'll eventually be live streaming this shit, too. So we'll be able to, like, live communicate with everyone.
You'll unfortunately see our faces.
You know, I don't think so. I think I'm just going to put a nice little image.
You mean we're not going to get, like, a table and an opening video with, like, some bad 90s pop music in the background?
We could. I mean, the Backstreet Boys did just get back together.
Give me, baby, one more time.
Oh, I like that. That's personal.
That's mercenal.
So anyway, we kind of got this whole idea together at Condition, really. And that was an experience. So how'd you guys like Condition?
It was a good year. I mean, we got two parties shut down in the weekend, so can't really complain there.
And a nice shout-out by Andrew W.K.
Yeah.
That's always a sign of a good party.
Yeah, when Andrew W.K. gives you the seal of approval, that's just kind of an added plus.
Anyway, just to kind of fill you guys in, It was basically Room Party Con like it always is, not that that's a bad thing. And we basically had people coming into our room every night. And the manager, who is just the biggest fucking douche I've ever seen at a convention. Have you guys ever seen anything worse than that?
Not really.
Ugh.
Like Anime North, but
I mean, at a furry convention, I've never witnessed kind of such discrimination, you know, staff.
It was stupid. It was just one of those situations like, how dare you sell out most of our hotel rooms and give us money even though we're a failing hotel?
Well, is Four Points failing?
Yeah, it's usually empty under any circumstances, so it's one of those situations where it's like, yeah, it's an attraction.
Fuck that
attraction.
Notice there was not any statistic evidence in the following comments.
38%.
38%. 38%. He just Googled that shit.
Yeah, in 2 seconds by looking at my phone.
Notice the following information was not Googled.
Okay. Not factual, even a little bit.
Not to mention,
look at my wiki for a page. I have it well documented that the cone is not being.
So anyway, Room Party Con, everyone was basically in our room. You were probably there, because, let's face it, the people who are going to listen to this the most are our friends in the beginning. And yeah, we actually had the police threatened on us Saturday night.
Which is always a good feeling if you throw a party, to have the police threaten on you. It's like watches on furry websites. The more cops are threatened on you, the more you feel welcome and appreciated.
Although my favorite part about the whole thing is the second that you and Terminal walk in there and be like, yeah, the cops are being threatened on us. Everyone clearly had some form of drug on them, and they got out of there faster than anything. I was like, oh, shit! And then they're gone in 4 seconds flat.
It was hilarious, though, because we came in and we were like, guys, we need to get everyone out. The party's kind of being shut down. And everyone was just like, yeah, whatever. And then, like, someone was like, guys, the cops just being called. And everyone, like, in the same split second,
nope,
twisted their neck and then bolted out of the door.
That room cleared out so fast.
It was crazy.
It's just like, if you blinked, you missed it.
So, I guess first advice ever, but did we tell them our name?
We did.
Vapecast?
Oh, Vapecast. Yeah, we're Vapecast.
Yeah, we're Vapecast. Vapecast! Anyway, because we like to vape. We're a fur cast, though, I guess. Right? We're
going to stick to that realm. Well, we're also going to talk about, like, other
Rob
shit.
Ford?
We haven't got to anything yet, PT? Actually.
Your PT story?
Ew!
Oh, my God!
Ew! Anyway,
okay, but we'll get to that.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I also told Dave about PT.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dave's a person we don't know, though, so... It's just ether at this point.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I slipped. First...
It's fine. Foul. It's all good. Yeah. There's 300 furries named Dave. Probably in the city alone.
Like, yeah. Probably like thousands of every fox named Dave out there, I swear.
No, I know. Oh, God, I know too many Daves in this fandom. And it's like, when you meet somebody and you find out that their name is Dave in this fandom, the first reaction I give is, of course it is.
Yeah, of course it is.
Because it's just like, if your name is not Dave in this fandom, it's just, you're not in it.
Yeah.
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 Alright, so we got some topics.
Yeah, we've got some topics here.
You guys got topics because you're an artist, you're a writer, and I'm a guy who bitches on the internet.
Well, together we create the perfect love triangle. Dibs on, probably courage, I'd say.
Zelda power. Record.
What am I left with?
Wisdom.
I'm okay with this. No, it doesn't matter. Writing is wisdom. Should,
by the way, we say a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
fuck, shit, ass, bitch, goddamn, Jesus Christ, faggot, and many other racial and or sexual
slurs. Don't forget cunt. You can never forget that.
But not Mohammed, because not even South Park got away with that.
We're all going to get bombed.
Don't even, yo. Okay, so did you want to start with your topics first?
Shh, up to you. We can go back and forth if you want.
Okay.
Oh, the cat is purring. It's like a real life... Who invited the real life animal into this gay sex community?
Jesus.
All right, let's go randomly. Give me a number between 1 to 8.
6.
Okay.
What did you want?
Were you going to say 6 and I stole your thunder? Is this
no,
how you play?
No, I was going to say 3. Because I really like the number 3.
But 6
then
is like
then you had
two
to fucking
times...
multiply it by 2.
It
makes
two
shit
times
fucking
better
weird.
Alright, this is from Ink Bunny. Good friend of mine goes by the username of C-Cubed, who just celebrated their birthday on the 19th. Happy 21st birthday, C-Cubed.
Happy birthday to you!
If you are American, you better
I'll
be getting drunk.
It through a vape cloud! That's what my voice says.
He asks, what makes a good orgy?
Dicks.
Okay.
No. Dicks and ass. Ass, dicks, J-lube,
and
ruler tattoos on
into
people's
it.
Forearms.
No, what? People who are into it.
Yes.
Let's hear
so
this.
So fucking
like,
true.
Wellness has the floor.
Okay. The thing that pisses me off about orgies is, like, they're, at least with my personal experience, there's always that one person that's always kind of like... This was thrust upon me, and not in the fun way.
Yeah,
it was
a lot of
like,
people are like that in orgies.
It's if you have an orgy where like everyone is like, "I am so fucking game for this orgy," like no idea, then it's going to be a great fucking orgy.
It's going to be a
but if it's FA. Like yeah, it's going to be it's totally,
where everyone comes at the same time.
It is totally a YCH. It's going to be. It is like, I'm going to throw my bunny character in here and my tiger character in here. But it's one of those things where it's just like, if you have one of those situations where everybody is into it, then it's a complete party.
Yeah.
Party.
It's true. Well, the problem is I've seen the other side too. I mean, from my experience, being the one completely bi person here, the worst is when you got a guy and a girl, and the guy wants nothing to do with gay sex. Because then you get that awkwardness where you're both kind of sharing his girlfriend, and he looks like he kind of wants to hit you the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost that's like the girl though. Lost a bit or something. But if you get a guy
see,
who likes
what
guys...
I'm saying.
What?
Whenever I've been in that situation, I've just gone up to the guy and been like, I'm going to suck your dick right now. And if you squirm, I'm just going to like it more. So,
and also the worst...
Just get into it.
Get into it, girl. Yeah. The worst part about it also is you need to have an even mixture of, like, tops and bottoms. Because, like, when we talk orgy...
Gangbang, yo.
Yeah. When we talk orgy, we're not talking three-way. We are talking, like, four or more. And if there are, like, three bottoms and one top...
Oh, no.
You need division. You need division. 100%.
That doesn't work unless it's going to be, like, a giant fur pile where, like, you know, the guy's fucking one dude while rimming the other and then jerking the other off while the two are making out.
Yeah, but it's also one of those things
like
where...
Like, they could use that.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah, I would be down.
The opposite works, though. You can have three tops and one bottom because that bottom's getting passed around like it's a fucking bong.
Like, yeah. Yes.
Like, it's just like...
Yes, God.
Take a hit every single fucking time. And personally... That's kind of my favorite kind of orgy. When you got, like, three bottoms in a room, three tops in a room, and you got one bottom, that bottom is going to be the happiest person on earth because he's servicing the three tops. And those three tops are going to be fine because they get to do whatever the fuck they want with that bottom.
Unless two out of those three tops are ugly. I'm just talking about porn here at this point.
Okay.
But if I'm jerking off to it and only one of the tops is good looking, I'm just like, you might as well just stay on him and the other two can watch.
Also, that's when you also got to kind of throw fetishes into there because here's the thing. To me, if you're in an orgy and one person has a really hilarious O face,
that
ruins
it
for everyone because you could get that one person that is just like, they're fucking sexy the entire time they're fucking you, but the second they come, they look like they're fucking methed up George Clooney getting his head beat in with a baseball bat. And it's just like, well, I'm really not into this anymore.
It's like that final thought goes through and you're just like, man, a blow-up doll would have been cheaper.
Yeah, it really would have. You go to the store, you can get like six dicks and just shove them in there. I've been on like X-Tube, I know how this works.
Oh, can God. I say the number one important thing for good orgy is location?
What was the question again?
What makes a good orgy? As he packs another dude.
Yeah, it happens.
Probably the worst.
Everyone's seen my drawings on FA.
The worst is when everyone wants to fuck and you're in a place that has two people who don't want to fuck and you got to find another location and you don't have one.
Yeah.
I can say from personal experience, there's nothing worse than four people trying to fuck in the back of a car. Because it may look great in art. But that car can't fit more than two people in the back seat very well.
I've had a threesome in the back of a van.
Van's different.
But it was a van, not a car.
Yeah, and I've given head in a car, and that's why car stuff is kind of fun, because you can, like, have the person just lean back.
Hold on, side quest for a second. Roadhead, yay or nay?
Yay.
Yay.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Really? Have you?
Yeah.
He has. I have not. Yeah.
I have not either, and I really fucking want to do it.
It is fun, but at the same time, you have that lingering sense in your head that if you're doing a really good job, chances are they're going to veer off the road.
Cruise control, bitch.
We do have a
depends on where you do it.
We do have a road trip coming up.
Because it's just like, oh yeah.
No, I don't want to die.
I'm a good driver.
Yeah, when you're not getting head.
You don't know that.
You could be twitchy. It could just be like,
You sucked my dick before. I'm not twitchy.
No, you're really not. By the way, guys, we have an active sexual life.
Yeah.
I've done, if anyone has ever been to Anime North, Ether and I have done Gay Sex 101, a panel all about gay sex, for quite some time, and... Tabletons are quite experienced in the evidence of homosexuality.
For all the straight fans out there, I've been with girls too, so don't worry, you're included in this conversation.
Yeah. I've been with girls too, and I think so is Tabletons.
It ain't just gonna be dicks and ass the whole time.
But even though I have been with my fair share of women, I've licked my share of peanut butter. Anyway, it'll probably mostly be balls and ass for me.
So yeah, when it comes to a good orgy, everyone has to be in it. Location is key. Wash.
Unless you're into musk. Yeah,
even if you're into musk, there's a difference between musk and shit around the asshole.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Wash, if you're going to get somebody sitting there rimming you for days, wash your butthole.
Uncut guys, clean your dick.
Yeah.
Clean your fucking dick.
It doesn't take much. Like, peel it back, scrub it, Lysol that motherfucker, then put it in my mouth. I don't care. I don't mind musk, but there's a difference between musk and cheese. If there is cheese forming on your
whoa,
dick,
whoa,
no.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa,
whoa.
Got a little too passionate there?
A little bit. Let's move on from cheese.
All right, let's move on from that. You doing another one or am I doing one?
Yeah, I'll do one.
All right.
My first one's going to be from my friend Pocket Fox.
Shout out to Pocket Fox.
Shout out to that bitch.
Probably at Pocket Fox on Twitter, unless that handle was taken, then it's at Pocket Fox 1.
There's a Foxit in my pocket.
Hold on, I gotta open up his chat.
That didn't sound right.
Please hold for quality assurance.
Or did it
anyway,
sound perfect?
So anyway, this is what he said. Since I'm a conversion, though I hope to go to both Confuzzle here in the UK and Eurofriends next year, what are some things I should prepare for, /expect, /try to avoid? And how were your guys' first con experiences?
Okay, are we talking first con or first fur con?
Let's do one at a time. These are
both.
Loaded. Let's do one at a time. Let's do one at a time.
Okay.
What is the first of those topics that you said?
Some things I should prepare for, /expect, /try to avoid.
6-2-1 is a rule that everyone needs to learn before they go to a con. At every convention, you need 6 hours of sleep, 2 meals, and 1 shower a day.
But we can turn that when you go to a furry con into the 6-2-2 rule.
I thought the 6-2-1 was for the whole convention.
What?
I thought the 6-2-1 rule was, you know, 6 hours of sleep, 2 meals, and 1 shower the whole convention.
No! Need we go back to our musk rule here?
No, yeah, I get it.
Cheese, like, motherfucking cheese!
I thought it was like a negative connotation.
No. It is daily.
That's your daily regimen to get through a convention.
That's fucking hilarious.
And here's the thing.
And don't drink Summersby and Everclear. Dear fucking God.
No. Drink it by the fucking gallon.
Don't.
You will
not enjoy your Saturday.
Yeah. You'll wake up your roommates with puking.
Okay. But also, at furry cons, you have to switch to the 6-2-2 rule if you're fursuiting. Because if you're fursuiting...
Oh, that shit.
You get fucking sweaty pretty damn fast. I suited for the first time at Condition last year. When we went to the dance, I took off that head, and there was a very audible... when I took it off. Like... I was wetter
like
than Britney Spears in front of guys who can help her in the
ass
business.
Sort of sound.
Yeah.
Oh.
always.
Hashtag fish noise.
If you know anybody at this con, meet up. Meet up with people
definitely.
That you know. Because.
Always, yeah, fucking. Especially you, Pocket Fox. Use that Twitter.
Yeah. Because when it comes down to it, if you're not going to a con with people you know or share interests with, you're having a pretty fucking boring con unless you are literally the most social person there. Like,
Or a slut.
But
I have
boxes
good,
get passed around quite easily.
I have a good piece of advice that took me a while to learn.
Okay.
When you're roaming
grabbing your nipple?
No. When you're roaming the hotel at night and you see that there's a loud party and they have the door unlocked, give a little knock, walk in. A lot of furs will throw parties that they'll let anyone walk into as long as that person seems cool. And I know someone who, you know, if you haven't gone to a con before, that seems really overwhelming and kind of scary.
Yeah.
But that's where fur cons thrive. Mm-hmm. Is you got a group of people that all think alike that just want to socialize and hang. So go to parties even if you don't know people. Because keep in mind, if you ever see anything in a party you're uncomfortable with, you can just walk out and chances are they won't even, like... be bothered that you left. There's a lot of in and out at room parties.
Yeah.
So go to as many room parties as you can, and don't be afraid to just immediately meet a new person without really having to know anything about them right off the bat.
And it's the... Go ahead.
But always respect personal space.
Yeah.
That
100%. Is the biggest thing. Because people are friendly, sure, but there's always that person who's very awkward to the point where they don't like being touched. And if you're the type of person that likes hugging people out of the blue, you might make them uncomfortable. And if they're the owner of the said room party, I don't know why they would be if they're that awkward that they don't want people
it's
to
It's just like there's
them.
A 5-meter radius around everyone at all times.
Also, don't...
Space, people! Space!
Also, don't nibble on the con chair at a room party.
Yeah.
Oh, but also, it's one of those things where sometimes people can be...
I hope y'all
are
taking notes.
Yeah. Some people can be wonky about that whole physical contact shit. Because, like, I know some furs who, when they post these, I'm going to Eurofurns, or I'm going to Condition, like, posts on Fur Affinity and crap like that. There's always that question of, can I hug you? can I touch you? Blah, blah,
blah. Are you talking about those journals that people post?
Yeah. And they'll always say no. But then you go to the con, and they're the most, like, contact-filled people. And that confuses me, because there's one or two furs, especially this past condition, that I checked those journals.
Are you a scoutin'?
And, yeah, all right. And I get to the con, and it's pretty much like they're more touchy-grabby than I expect to be. And that, to me, fills my head with, should I repay in kind? Like, is this something that they're expecting, or it's just confusing?
I think that some people kind of reflect their character more in their personality than they actually act. Like, you know how some people are like, oh, don't touch me, blah, blah, blah. But, like, when you get to know them, they're like, the friendliest people ever.
Yeah.
And they're like, I think that because it's so, like, impersonal, it's a journal, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, don't be a fucking rando just coming up and hugging me.
That's the thing, though. For me, I don't care if somebody comes up and randomly hugs me, because at least that gives me that little knowledge in my head that if I'm saying goodbye to them or anything like that, they don't mind a hug. Like, this past condition, when I met a couple of people that, say, follow me on Twitter, or I know from Twitter...
Shout them out.
Annie Aaron Leighton Lark! I didn't know if it was safe to hug.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a weird thing, because you go to conventions, you spend time on Twitter, you talk with these people, you build friendships, but at the same time, you don't know if there's any, like, physical contact barrier. And you can honestly spend 95% of your time on Twitter, or... I'm an old furry. I was going to say Yif Chat. and you could just... You can honestly spend 95% of your time making sexual comments back and forth with these people, and they don't want to touch you in real life.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not even that you're an unattractive person. It's just they're not physical
into that
people.
Kind of contact. Yeah.
And it's just like, that's kind of my pretense when I go into any convention. If a person gladly hugs, if a person is perfectly fine with it, or if, even if a person asks, I have no problem.
What I'll do is I'll usually, when I'm done with someone, I'll kind of hold my arm out and I'll say, I'm a hug person, are you a hug person? And that's usually a fun way. If they're like, not really, I shake their hand and it's all cool.
Yeah.
And if they hold their hands out, I give them a hug.
Yeah.
It's usually, that's another thing. Don't be afraid to hug people. Because, I mean...
It's true. Like, usually...
Furries are a lot more... Their social groups are a lot more close and cuddly without it, even though it's a very sexually based fandom.
Yeah.
Just because someone wants to cuddle or hug you doesn't mean they immediately are trying to get in your pants.
Yeah.
It's just a really touchy...
And usually you can gauge their, like, reaction, too, from just body language. Like, you can pretty much tell once you start having a conversation with them, that they're hug-friendly, or maybe they're kind of shut off, or, I don't know, some other deficiency they might have.
To delve into the darker side of furry, do not go into a furry convention expecting sex. Do not go into a furry convention expecting that you're going to meet up with a group of people and have a wild orgy just like you would if your fursona was actually... You know, as slutty as you think you are.
And when
you're going to get your expectations extremely high. You're going to expect all of these wild encounters based on what the furry fandom presents itself as. And you're going to realize that when you go to these conventions, this is most of the convention. Really cool dances. Tons of drunk people. And cool art. And cool people to be around.
Yeah.
There are groups of people who, yes, go to conventions and have sex. That is not everything about a fur con.
And another thing is, if you don't have to work for it a little bit, it's probably not sex you want.
Yeah.
Like, you should probably, like, usually if they are willing to have sex with you without getting to know you a little bit first that weekend, that's not a great sign.
Also, to leave the dark seedy side, budget. Budget your money 100%. Into, like, 3 to 4 categories. You've got your con essentials, which are standard hotel, reg, food.
And trip. Yeah.
Then you've got your booze, because, let's face it, if you are at all a lush, like... us, you are going to spend anywhere between $60 to $120 in booze unless you're throwing a humongous party where booze is involved, in which case, split it between your room.
Oh, yeah. Like, try to build a bar with your roommates.
Oh, and I got a good one. If you're not a drinker, don't be afraid to go to parties where there's alcohol. Because
mm-hmm.
chances are, furries aren't the most rich group in the world all the time.
Yeah.
They're not going to want you drinking their beer anyways. So chances are they're not going to force you to drink their beer. If you just want to hang with them,
but
you
don't
need to be a
drinker. But also don't be that fur that's like going into a room party and being like, hey, I don't have any booze tonight. Can you make me a drink? And then not pay them back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, take advantage of the two friends rule. If you have two friends at a con, have them introduce you to two of their friends.
Yeah.
And then two friends, and then two friends, and then two friends. It's all basic networking. I would say at least 75 to 80% of the furs that I've met at cons have been through other people. And they're people that if I go to a con and they're not there, it kind of bums me out because, like, this past condition, I was hoping that people, like, shout out to, like, Stage Lion, Harley Otter, all of them were going to be there.
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff came up. There were a lot of birthdays in that general pocket of stuff, so they weren't able to make it. Not to say I didn't have a great time, because I got to hang out with, like, Snapback. I got to meet Annie Aaron Leighton Lark. I got to hang out. We got that awesome night of, you know, hanging out with Cajun and Cassie and Dak and all of them. I had a great time.
And Dixie. Don't forget.
Yeah. Fucking love Dixie.
Don't forget that dare Dixie. And Derek troubleshooting my fucking printer. Fuck.
But it's those people that you go to a convention with that you kind of build that social norm with that you can, you know, walk down a hallway, see them. If it's like 3 o'clock in the morning and you're still not passed out drunk, you can go to their room party and still hang out with them.
Yeah.
It's all of those fun things. Like, that's what I enjoy at a con.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, like, so to recap,
in conclusion,
we have
children.
To like recap every fucking topic because we tangent. That's what we do. 6 hours of sleep, 2 meals a day. At least one shower.
Yeah.
If you're at a furry con and you're fursuiting, too, because you get schvetty.
Also, if you only get, like, 4 hours of sleep one night, have 3 meals. If you lose, as long as you shower each day, if you lose a little bit of one of the other two, substitute it with something else.
Yeah.
Because you can run off of a little less sleep if you have a little more food.
For example, I think it was your second AnthroCon, you were extremely tired but didn't want to go to bed, so you replaced 1 hour of sleep with another shower to wake yourself up, and then we went back out again.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where it was like, yeah, there's certain things that you can do.
I think just don't be an idiot, really. That's all 621 is don't be a stinky idiot who doesn't eat anything, doesn't sleep, and passes out on the second
night.
And
don't be lazy about it either. Don't be like, oh, I could lay in bed for 30 minutes or I could shower and then go to the con space. It's just like, just take that shower.
Yeah.
Everyone will appreciate you. Soap is free in a hotel.
That shower,
there's no excuse.
And soap and water are your fur ends.
Yeah, oh, yes.
And even if you think, I'm not rank, you probably are.
You want to come.
All right. But 621 or 622, budget your money.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah, just don't be a dick.
And be open to new experience.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing.
Unless it makes you uncomfortable.
But so, if it makes you uncomfortable, don't judge it. Just walk away from
it. Yeah. Don't knock until you rock it.
Okay. So now that we've gotten past the tips, the follow-up question was fun con stories.
First con stories.
Oh, first.
First, okay. First
con experiences.
So, I don't want to do first con experiences, though. So let's do fun.
Okay.
Sorry, Pocket.
But I am going to do a technical first. I'm going to do my first FE.
Okay.
Because, granted, the hotel situation was not tremendous. It was the remnants of Team Vape that we have in this room, but it was an addition who shall not be named.
Ah!
I shall call
Hold
him...
Hold on, I think I have a sound for this. Wait. What was that?
Please don't do sproing, because it's not...
That's what it was!
Okay.
Because
he's not sproing worthy.
Maybe this one.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, we'll hope that was a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, so at FE, I'm just going to call this other person Holdemort.
Ew.
But
Herpdemort,
yeah. So we went to a fetish ball, which I had never been to anything like this before. It was actually kind of a really fun time. It made me kind of discover more things of what I liked. I wore your pup hood to this fetish ball, and it was kind of hot because we went in there and we instantly turned it into kind of a fucking production.
Yeah, we totally did.
you tied me down to the bed. You whipped me for, like, I gotta say, half an hour, 45 minutes. You went to fucking town.
I know. It's like Rob Zombie was playing in the background the whole time.
Yeah. And, I mean,
but
I was enjoying...
fur noises.
I was enjoying the atmosphere because, like, there was that really cool couple that was on the bed as well, except for the
Ray
girl...
Ray Trix and his girlfriend.
Yeah. You were whipping me. I had the pup hood on. I have a very high threshold to pain, so everyone was just, like, around us going, can you take more? Can you take more? Can you take more? Yes, I can take more. But...
bitch.
It was the aftermath to that, the next day. So this is all a story about keeping cool if you think you've done anything stupid. So we have a lot of friends in the furry fandom, and they're the kind of people who it's like, if you do something that's funny but dumb or weird but dumb, they josh you about it. And I can completely understand.
Oh, yeah.
The entire pretense to this wasn't that we went to the fetish ball. It was that we went to that specific fetish ball when apparently there were other parties going on at that time. So every one of our friends had known that I'd been spending the entire night getting whipped. I sit down in the chair during the charity auction, and one of our friends, Frost, background to Fox, to Frost, he had testicular cancer, lost a nut to testicular cancer. He's still a great guy, but we always joke about, you know, his one ball. So he turns to me, he's like, wow, Elnis, you look whipped. And I just go, wow, Frost, surprised you had the ball to say that.
Fuck.
That topic was never brought up again.
Yeah, and that kind of leads into a point. Like, if you have an embarrassing experience, fucking own that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
alternative thing, a good con story for me. The very first time I ever ate out a girl was while you were whipping him in another party.
So, moral of the story is, we had fun.
Yeah, 'twas a good time. I wish I had a whip noise.
Yeah, you really?
Whoop-ha!
Thanks, Chandler. Whoop-ha!
But no, as you're saying, didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Rude.
If you don't own up to what you did, then there'll be drama. If you just go, yeah, you...
Okay, so this is happening.
What are you doing?
That was Doctor Who, I'm so
what
sorry.
What are you doing?
We're gonna get fucking sued now. We have to start all over.
Copyright infringement.
So, if...
Is this your story?
I'm just saying if...
Of eating out the girl?
No, that's enough said right there.
Oh, okay.
Was
it good?
It was great.
What does pussy taste like to you?
Happiness and rainbows.
That's not a real flavor. I feel like you borderlands.
I feel like that is a flavor.
Non-sequitur, do you have any juice?
I think...
Yeah, I have Ecto-Chill.
I think happiness and rainbows taste like vagina, so I think that's... But anyways, if you do something kind of embarrassing, go, oh, you know me, and then everyone will forget about it the next day.
Yeah,
if you make such a big shit fit about it, they'll never forget.
Yeah, and they'll fucking remember you for it.
Just don't up. Everyone does crazy shit. Everyone makes fun of their friends.
So what's your con story there, Aoife?
That was, I ate out a girl where you guys were beating each other up in a room. There's not really much else to say.
True.
I really wanted to have sex with her, and you guys were there, so I couldn't. And then you left to go whip each other, and I went, oh, there's no one else in the room.
Fuck, that was so annoying, but really hot at the same time.
What was?
The fucking party. My ex, ugh. The relationship was basically done at that point, and we were just stringing each other along, and yeah, I don't know.
I had to kick him out to have sex with her.
Because he's in
the... He wouldn't leave.
Let's not get into it.
But yeah.
I don't want to fucking turn this into an ex smear.
I was like, hey.
Voldemort?
Yeah, yeah. Herpdemort.
Okay. We should move on. This is like, we've got two topics out of eight done. All right. Okay. Do you want to do another or do you want me to do one?
Yeah, you do one.
All right, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Okay.
Whoop.
I got a few more than you, so we'll do a quick one and a long one.
How many do you have?
I got five more.
Okay, I have three more.
Three more?
Yeah.
Let's see if this catches. One sec.
No!
Shh.
We'll do a quick one.
More inebriation.
All right.
Equals better podcast.
Clause 61821 off of Ink Bunny asks, what are your top five favorite anthropomorphic species or breeds? And both safe for work and non-safe for work. situations.
Oh.
So your top 10, your top 5 favorite species.
Okay.
In the furry fandom.
Okay, so I have a quick question. Does orc count?
I guess.
Okay. If
sure.
We, yeah.
Not,
we'll include
let's
all.
Not, let's not make it all mythical creatures, though, because then.
No, I just find orcs really hot.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of orc porn on Twitter lately. To be
so
honest.
So that's one. You say one.
Are we starting from the bottom or the top?
So I'm on the bottom. Now we're here.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't
okay.
matter. Just pick one.
I really like rams.
Rams are pretty hot.
Yeah.
I'll say sheeps, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, you would, Allison.
Yeah.
Whatever. hate is gonna hate.
Hate is gonna hate.
I like rams because, like, you got those horns.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, perfect for oral.
Yeah. Just,
and as a
ram,
top,
ram
is in the name.
I know.
They're just gonna.
It's true. I don't know. And, their little nub tail. I'm a fan of the nub. Not
mm-hmm.
gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Bring
another one. You got four more.
I got four more. Oh, Jeebus.
Think of the last thing that made you stroke a white shot out.
Bunnies. It's fucking something bunnies. About bunnies. I understand that bunnies are like the equivalent to foxes in the most case, but I don't know.
I'm good with bunnies.
They're
if
adorable.
It's, if it's chubby bunny week.
Hashtag
fucking love chubby bunny week. On
hashtag Kevin. Hashtag Jeffy.
Yeah.
Like. I will be
hashtag
honest and
Bastion.
Say some of the most porn that I watched when I was, like, heavily looking at furry porn was shout out to Anobi because,
oh.
like,
so
I don't
many
know.
Shout-outs.
I know.
Oh.
His bunnies are, like, to me, quintessential porn bunnies. I'm not interested 100% in, like, the Anta bitch boy bunnies, but it's just something that, like, Anobi does really well with, and I think his designs of bunnies are really hot.
Cool.
Really hot, but not that hot, because I know my top three.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say... Oh, I know it's weird, but I like wolves, because I'm a wolf.
That's fine. I'll be narcissistic too and pick skunks.
But you're already narcissistic and said sheep.
I'll be narcissist.
You've chosen both of your personas. What are you going to say next, weasel?
Well, I picked...
I love sheep. And skunk.
And weedles.
And weedles.
And
we do.
And that's it.
Oh.
And nothing else. No, I'm kidding.
And nothing else.
Okay, so if you were narcissistic,
I wouldn't pick my personas if they weren't animals I loved.
I'm going to be ego boosting, and I'm going to say wolf.
Ooh.
Because wolves...
Ooh.
I don't know, like, okay.
Simpleton.
Wolves, but also more like mid-transformation werewolf kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So you're looking like wargs.
Buff.
Like wargs.
Yeah.
And
John Talbain
kind of
from Darkstalkers.
Yes!
Yeah.
Cool. Fuck. That was one of my first, like, furry crushes.
Or the werewolves from Underworld.
Not so much.
I don't know. Just, they were more fit. No, I know. The werewolf from Ben Helsing.
Yeah.
That was hot. That's better.
Cool.
Your turn?
Moose.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Moose.
So do you get, like, a partial one looking at quarters? Like, is this
yeah,
doing?
Let's fucking do this.
I had, like, $1.50 in change in my pocket,
and I was busted a nut.
You guys, don't tease me. I'm shocked.
Horses.
Oh, yeah. Like, but that kind of falls in the category with moose for me.
Yeah, but horse dick.
Yeah, horse dick.
And that's the end.
Flared or not flared.
I like not flared. Flared looks a little weird. I hate when people are like, look at all these like cool flared dicks. I'm like, they're only flared as they're coming.
On top of beneath. On top of beneath.
Okay, go.
Skunk butt.
Yeah, I like skunk butt too.
No, they can't be like twink skunks. Twink skunks piss me off.
Oh yeah.
Because
twink anything pisses me off.
There are
no
certain,
offense to all you Twinkie boys out there.
There are certain.
I love me some cushion.
There are certain Twinkie like animals.
Eat a hamburger, baby.
Like in the Fursona world that I find acceptable, like bunnies. But
bunny,
I don't like Twinkie skunks. I like skunks that like could beat the shit out of you or fuck the shit out of you under any circumstances.
Yeah,
I'm good with that. I'm so good with that. Just right. The final round?
No, you got two
more.
No,
you got two more.
Oh, okay. I am quite partial to orcas.
Interesting. Because, that is very interesting.
Because they're very smooth. I like latex.
I can't pick a specific species here, but I'm going to say avians. It's funny, but every time, like, someone in a bird's fursuit walks by at a furry con...
We're all thinking of that snow owl, aren't we?
I literally just, like, start crying out of happiness and want to run and rub my face in its feathers because it's just so cute looking. Like...
This is sexy, though, not cute.
It said safe for work and not safe for work, so just top five.
Oh, okay, all right.
But I'm not going to lie. Not going to lie.
Animals I'd want to fuck.
Tail feathers?
Shake a tail.
Having those tail feathers shaking?
Only in Falco porn for me.
That's still an avian.
Yeah, it's still an avian.
So, yeah. Last one each, I believe.
Last one, you would think I'd be narcissistic and say cheetah, but I'm going to go opposite narcissistic, and I'm going to say beaver.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Beaver characters, you can't be a fucking twink beaver. That makes no sense whatsoever.
I think beavers were ruined for me because of Angry Beavers.
You pay attention to
I cannot picture, like, drawn art of beavers sexy. I just see them with purple and red noses.
No, I see beavers. Beavers, I don't understand why beavers aren't labeled as bigger sluts than foxes and bunnies in the fandom, because all they do is eat wood. Like, for cereals. Like,
beavers do love to eat wood, everybody. Yeah, they do.
That's why I have the suit. Because it has that little chip in the tooth. The people are like, oh, cute little chip in the tooth. I'm like, yeah, too much wood in my mouth. And it's just like, lol. But no, beavers I find hot. And there's not much beaver gay porn out there. Which pisses me off.
There will be.
Yeah, there better be.
Take challenge to all you artists out there. Send us some gay beaver porn for a chance to send us gay beaver porn.
For a chance,
You'll win a free nothing.
Not that you haven't
already.
You'll
win a free shout out.
Tell you what, if you draw that just for us, we'll have you as a guest on one of our episodes.
Yeah, we could. We're planning on Skyping people in. It's going to be wicked.
It's going to be crazy people.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Last one.
All right. If anyone kind of didn't guess, I'm going to ask, what do you guys think it is?
Fox.
No. No.
You can do two.
Sorry, Termino.
What is it?
Foxes go into
wolves. What do you got?
Well, what's your guess?
I know what mine is, and I think it might be the same thing, so I'm going to see what you say.
I love me a bear.
Yep.
I love me a bear.
Bears, I don't know. Like, cute, like, girl bears are very awesome, and then you get, like, the chubbier, like, male bears, and it's like... Oh. Give them a cigar and...
Yeah, bears are your perfect daddy types.
See, I don't see them like that. I picture them more as kind of cubby.
You're a fucking top, though.
I know.
Cubby bears are freaking adorable, too, though.
I know.
Pretty much all bears have... there's different types of bears, but all of them are just like...
Get on my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Bears. Bears.
Bears. All right, so that's the end of that question.
Cool.
Do you want to read one, Wellness?
Showa. It's like a shower for yeses.
All right, that was awkward silence.
Oh, no! Don't drop me phone.
No, I lost...
I don't have to poo right now, but you can make me bum.
Horrible. Oh. All right, so this one is from Finky Wolf. Shout out to Finky Wolf. Hey there, just curious here if you have any advice on long-distance relationships. Mine's just starting, and it's really hard. Being a fox, I crave him, you know?
Laugh! This has reached a serious...
It was the fox comment.
It was the fox
makes me crave. Here.
No, it was the term crave.
It happens.
It's like... I crave Doritos.
We ain't laughing at the crave, man.
Why the fuck don't we have Doritos?
I don't know.
We poorly prepared.
We should probably...
It's okay. We're going to go for a music break after this question.
I have worries, and thoughts.
Yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah.
This program lets you do, like, more than one recording at once?
No.
Put them together?
Yeah. No.
Really?
Like, I can...
Bitch.
Shut up. We can talk about this after.
All right.
I think we need to talk about it.
Okay. So to give a little bit of a summary, on the fact that we haven't really even mentioned it. Ether and I have been in a relationship for about, we're going on, year 8 now?
Yeah, they're fucking gray muzzles when it comes to relationships in the furry fandom.
Yep, we're going on 8.
Yeah, we're on 8.
And I myself am in a relationship. He'll be on the show one day. See, Terminal, I love you. He's a fox in Buffalo right now. He's actually kind of having a bad day, but
hopefully this makes him smile.
How specific?
Okay, so Ether and I have been in a relationship for going on 8 years. Neither one of us drive, and granted, I lived in a small podunk town that was about half an hour, 45 minutes away from him, but when you don't drive, that is long distance to you. Like, you only see them once a week, you only see, at most, you can only communicate through things like, once again, I'm an old person, I'm 25, MSN or ICQ or AIM or whatever the fuck it is you want to use. But it's hard, because you don't have that, like, permanent contact with them at all times.
Yeah, it's fucking tough.
You can text the shit out of them, but there's not really, when you're horny, there's nothing you can do but fap. When you want to have that deep conversation, chances are they're either A, they're still in school. we dated when he was still in high school. Or it's just one of those things where it's like, it is hard. But communication is key. You have to keep up communication. You have to forgive some of the intricacies of a person because you're going to grow up with them.
Yeah.
So there's going to be those things that piss you off. The thing I always mention in terms of how to make that kind of thing work is Ether's always kind of been into the mystical and all of that. And when we first started dating, it was more so in there, ingrained in him. Like, it was very spirits, and I'm going to sound completely condescending when I say this, so I apologize, hon. Spirits, incense, and psychic conventions, and things like that, and he would talk about this nonstop for the longest time, and it's not something I believe in. It's not something that I understand or I want to understand. So for the first, like, I'd say 3-4 months in our relationship, we kind of fought over it. It was getting annoying to me. And then it was one of those things where we sat down, we talked over, and he didn't ever really bring it up afterwards.
That's
and
it's a big thing. You have to be able to talk to the person.
Yeah, you have to be able to talk, you have to be able to compromise, you have to be able to grow up together. Because there are certain things that I did that pissed him off, there's certain things that he did that pissed me off. It's just, you grow up together, you learn to accept each other, and if you can't do that, then if you're not willing to grow for the person, then it's not worth it.
And, like, going back to the whole beginning of a relationship part, we know the whole money, honeymoon phase kind of makes it so you kind of get addicted to the person. You always want to be beside them. You always want to be with them. And, like, me and my fox, who lives in Buffalo, as I said, we just kind of got out of that honeymoon phase. We've been together for almost a year and a half now. And he lives about 2.5 hours away. And I don't have a vehicle myself yet. So basically I had to take the train to go see him. And he would pick me up in St. Catharines and then drive me back into Buffalo. Which sounds kind of crazy. I mean, we only got to see each other basically twice a month. And I know friends who've had relationships that have lasted years. And they live in, like, the UK and in Florida. This particular relationship I'm talking about isn't a relationship anymore, but it's an example. And yeah, you just got to keep up communication. You have to be able to do things on your own. You have to be able to distract yourself. You have to be able to go out with friends and have fun with them and kind of be in that moment and be able to let them be in that moment. So when you guys come back together, be it FaceTime or text message or Skype or anything like that, you have shit to talk about. And then you basically grow into each other's life that way. And then the visits are just great.
Yeah. I will say, living with a person, though, is different than dating a person.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, as I mentioned, Ether and I have been together going on 8 years, but we've only ever lived with each other for about a year now. You learn that not every single second of the day is going to be yiff, yaff, mer, that relationship you had before you moved in with each other. Everyone needs space.
Oh, yeah.
So if it's a situation where, like, for example, I'm the type of person that when I get home, I nap, or I sit around and I watch TV, or I cruise Netflix and be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, right now I'm trying to rewatch all of Doctor Who before Saturday. He's not the TV type. He is the creative type, as you guys know, because you're probably watching this because he posted it on his Ink Bunny. I'm the type of person that most of our day will be like, I watch TV, he's on his computer.
Yeah.
And for a little bit, that was aggravating. But we discussed it. We talked about it. And it's just because, yeah, he's not interested in sitting around and watching TV a lot. And I'm not interested in going online a lot. It's just the intricacies of our relationship, and it's something we work through. Everything takes change, and you either have to adapt or
perish.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make the evolution.
I don't want to do an evolution pun, but no. It's happening.
And always stick to your guns in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, in the beginning... Hey, Derek. We're recording a podcast.
Sweet.
This is Derek, our human friend.
But if...
wave your human hand. What was I saying? Shit, I just totally got derailed. Anyway, yeah, stick to your guns in the relationship.
Have the balls to bring up something if you're pissed off. Because if you just avoid it because you don't want to hurt their feelings, it'll get worse and the argument will be far worse. If you bring it up and deal with that cold shower, things will be great. As soon as you're like, hey, this pissed me off, can we fix it?
Yeah.
Same if you make a mistake. If you make a mistake, bring it up with the person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or else it's just going to fester and you're not going to be happy.
And honesty is the entirety of the best possibility.
Get that
What the fuck was that? You could have just easily gone with honesty is the best policy, but no.
What the hell was that?
I like that.
No, you could have gone with honesty is the best policy, but you decided to just, like, not only flip it on its head.
I wanted to fucking glass it up.
But, like, glass?
What the hell is glass? What is wrong with me right now?
What the hell was that?
I've smoked too many drugs.
So music break? Or do you have any...
Yeah, we're at 52 minutes right now. I think it's time for a music break.
All right. When I was a young...
Shut up.
No.
We haven't chosen the song yet, so it'll be a random song.
All right.
But we're... After